Mr. Chadwick, Reel 17. We're talking about your time with 1st Battalion, King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry, in Malaysia, and some of the activities you did against the insurgents, the Malayan insurgents. You mentioned the attacks on villages when you got intelligence of where a Malayan camp rather was, and the 30 or 40 would go out. I mean, how was this organ? Would you remember, how would you approach them, the area where you knew they were?
Well, there again, the only way, the only sensible way to answer a question of that nature is everything depends on the terrain that you're going to. There might be dead ground, there might be coming from a flank, there might be all these features that give you natural protection, so you use them. But invariably, you would have a point section. This is very briefly on a very wide scale. Now that point section, personally, that I ought to come to command about the same way, would pick some of his best men. Now they're going to lead in. The rest are 100 yards in the rear, 70 yards in the rear, within easy reach. Now through pre-arranged signals, if they get, which they did the odd time, get to a camp that was occupied, then you can apply your tactics. Depending on the terrain, there might have been dead ground, you come right on the flank and cut them off.
Was it not normally in the jungle then? Because I would have thought jungle was pretty dead ground anyway. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, but you see, what we're not looking at, we are talking the easy way to catch these men. And the object was to catch them as much as kill them. Preferably alive. Because they wanted them all photographed because they were all members of this MPAGA. So that was another side of it. But what I'm excluding when I'm telling you how we'd like, that's how we'd like to have fought it. They're not idiots, and somewhere along the tracks leading to their camp, they had what you and I have discussed previously, their standing patrols. Now, the point section most likely walk on to two or three of these men and knock them out, but the damage is done. They can flee. They're off. They hear that, and they hear gunfire of that calibre. They know this. Right. And I say, we've run into camps, out the leather. The fires have been burning. Water's been boiling. Food all over the place. We've missed them by seconds that they're off. And you might as well have missed them by 3 weeks. Because once they got into that Ulu, you couldn't follow them up. I mean, you wouldn't have known where to turn, and you'd never have seen them.
What were the camps like? I mean,
all mixed. All stilted, bamboo, all bamboo erected. They get, you know, on banana leaves and all this stuff on top. And of course, their rations, being Asiatics, they didn't need half the administration that we needed. A handful of rice and a bit of this and a bit of that would last them a fortnight, Starling. But hence, when you did see them in the local populace, you could pick them out a mile. They were thin, they were wan, and they were pale. And invariably full of sores. Because the ones we did manage to get hold of, in the health of state physical, the condition, by living out there, and the jungle was that thick, especially in Kerry, that they never saw. They always used to say, he's never seen the sun or the green on bomb, so it was just, you were like coal miners when you came out the colonies.
Now, would you, it sounds like there were tracks through the jungles. Would you use them or not use them?
There wasn't any, not in that jungle, tracks. hence you to hack them. I mean, it was literally, you see, what a lot of people don't realize, they went, you know, no problem hacking the black and brown, but every time you hit it, you disturbed a million ants, a million flies, a million crawly things, a million of this, and your arms, you were bleeding with them, the thorns and the bracken. You didn't mind that, but it wasn't a pleasant experience, but part of the job, you had it to do, and that was it.
How long would you go out for on the patrols?
We started off 2 or 3 days, then I finished up with 8, 9, 10 days out there. It was a long time.
And you felt that it was all a waste of time?
Well, not all. You see, the 88 sets that we got in Denver is absolutely awful.
In what way?
The distance. But if there was an bolster in the air, an aircraft, you could contact him quite freely. I'd like to tell you a little incident that happened there, to put it a bit, they've always got to be humor. We went to the Cameron Highlands, A, for a break, and it's better weather up there and cooler, and it wasn't as active. And there was a big girls' high school up there, which had to be protected. So, with a bit of a job to do up there, but it gave us a rest and a break from jungle back. And when we got up there, we were very, very short of everything. So, we wireless him, and they said they would give us an airdrop. Well, I wanted everything. Rations, food, clothing, you name it, we wanted it. I think the date is the 4th of August, I should remember it. And word came through, the airdrop was coming in, the RASC were coming in, and they dropped the canopies off, and they'd land, well, we hoped. So we did a clearing, prepared everything, put down the panels, fluorescent panels to give them a DZ. In it came, and we saw some boxes coming down. We ran like lunatics, dropped about a mile away, which is a good drop. Got them, opened them, and they were Minden roses to celebrate Minden Day. Plus, nothing else. About 2 days later, they sent the Minden roses out for Minden Day, their battle honour. I think it's the 4th of August, and we were in the Cameron Highlands, which wasn't. And sadly, that very day, I was having a nice little read in a little dugout I made myself. I mean, we weren't in action as such on that. And I heard a shot go off. And when I got up there, there was a little local body dead. One of the lads had been showing the rifle. Kevin. I don't know if actually it happened, because the soldier was in a hell of a state with the people's gone front. It was a sad day, but there was no action taken. It was an accident. There's no intent. We sent them back, going away from the submitted. But that mark, we were only up there about 10 days, but it was a nice break. And of course, it's cooler up there, and up there, there was no rubber, it's all tea. All the girls were out picking the tea up there. But the bandits seemed to get the Cameron Islands and this. I never knew why. I think it was a bit too open for them up there. And I don't think they had much support up there.
What about the... Well, you've talked about some of the sort of skin diseases and things. What about problems with malaria from all these mosquito bites? And it mentions scrub typhus, jaundice, dysentery.
I saw one side of the diet. I'll give you that. But before I do, I've got to tell the truth. We received Mepocrine. Well, bamboo dormant has got killed. It was as yellow as a marigold. Taking these Mepocrine. Black mark against me, but every morning I went round the platoon and gave them an epicure and watched them swallow it. I think I was doing my job, but I never took one. I had this 50s, you know, that I still had. Now, there was so much stuff in them, whatever this epicure is, just digressing. When we came out the line, we had a boxing tournament. Just for intercompany, nothing great, and we wanted yellow vests for A company. So we dyed them with Mepocrine tablets and they came out wonderful. But I never took them. And we had quite a few cases of malaria. And if you got it out there, invariably it was MT malaria.
MT?
Yeah, malignant types, the worst. Now, this plant that I became very friendly with devised an idea on his estate, which was a sight to see, and I shall never forget. He told me what he was doing. We were resting at the time. Now he said, tonight you'll hear massive buzzing over megaphones. They were all strewn around the estate. And arc lights will be out by the thousand. And this buzzing was the magnification of a mosquito, you know, the noise they make. Cut a long story short, the next morning, the coolies were out sweeping them up by the shovelful. They all came in when they heard this noise, and the light attracted them. And then he had all these spray guns ready, massive ones. And he killed millions by it. But some of our lads, and he was an authority on malaria, when they caught malaria, he was brought to hospital and had about 20 blankets for them, hot water bottles, and I don't know what to keep them warm. I had two lads taken ill, and he had a dressing station. All these planters have dressing stations to take them to spot. And he said, don't send your bodies back to base, send them to the Scotchman. I can't remember his name, but I was looking at the diaries the other night. I went up to see them. They were beautiful beds, white linen sheets, one sheet under, one sheet on top. The garbage is rubbish. Were better in about 6 or 7 days. With the treatment, he said, that's all my eye, all them blankets on, to stop the shivering, and doesn't stop it, and he didn't. And those lads, after his treatment, they were great. Now, not long after that, even the BMA told me, we're doing the same thing. But he was an authority on malaria.
Did you ever get it?
I did get it.
But not early on?
Oh, no. They said, it was funny, I got it, and I was put into a dressing station. Got better, pretty quick, fine, no problems. Came home. Now, I've no more dealings with it then. I went to give blood at Camel Laird when the blood donors came. And the woman said, the blood. She said, I think you've had malaria. I said, ah. I said, never had it from the horses. Well, good for you. actually don't like it much. So it must be still there.
What about typhus, this scrub typhus? What was that?
Scrub typhus. The little ticks on these bushes, I can remember this place. Right up by the side of this area. Kampong Baranga. We were up there chasing this bandit crowd, and they were there, but we couldn't catch them. And my patrol, we had a sergeant. He wasn't very bright, actually. I won't mention his name, it's terribly unfair. Anyway, we loggered up this night, and we had bivouacs with us. We were carrying two-man biddies. Called Lanford, I shouted, told him to get on the dodge, getting on the move. And I looked round and I saw a bivouac still up. Well, a few choice words, you know, and said, look, who's in there? And he said, well, it's Flash, Sergeant. Oh, I said, well, I'll go down. I went down, and he's dead as a dodo. Typhus that night, and we was in the area. The area we were in was riddled with it, so I didn't move. A wireless officer told them to flight, and we stayed there, and we got a patrol of Gurkhas came with all these sprays, and they certainly went to town on us. They stopped us. And the stuff, and then stole the whole area. And that night we moved on. But that just happened. How long had been dead? I never got to know.
What caused it? And what was it? It was ticks, flies.
Just bites gets into the bloodstream and poisons you. We used to call it tick typhus, or struck typhus. But struck that quick.
And what did they spray you with?
Huh?
What were they spraying you with?
Well, some kind of DDT. What it constitutes for
a jaundice. Much problem with jaundice?
No. We had cases of jaundice. You see, the lads were picking all kinds of things up because they had the ability to fight back. The physical well-being was getting below par. And they had the resistance to these things. Although they were all majority 18, 19, 20 years of age, they still weren't getting the benefit of the good for the good hours. And it was taking a toll.
What about dysentery?
Not a lot, funny enough, there. You call tummies, which is different to dysentery. You know, that awful feeling in your tummy. There was another nasty complaint we used to get out there. I got it and I went berserk. I only did it once, that was enough for me. I saw this little boat and we were on the patrol.
In the jungle or?
Pretty well in the jungle. Half an hour. But quite a long way from civilization. And I thought, this is it. I'd had enough, and my body was hacking. So I said, that was once to be okay, but there's got to be so many on guard, and it needs to be, we'll do three in the water, six guarded, then three come out. In I went, had a nice little swim around. And I got what they call the proverbial Singapore ear. Well, the next morning, it swells here. And the pain is horrific. Luckily, I've only 2 days to put up with it. I'm not happy with the shop yourself. As soon as I got back, as soon as the trucks met us at the jeep, what they call the jeep head, I told them what I'd got. and the ambulance at the Cooling Hospital. And the treatment, they put 3 foot of gauze soaked in some stuff, prodded it right down this ear tube. 3 foot, man, it was only about that thick.
Very thin.
Like strings, it were all very thin. And then he said, about 2 days, I was like,
so what was it, this...
There again, you were warned. You do not, from now on, no one swims in jungle pools. Or the sea, if you get the opportunity, or proper swimming pools. But no diving into these pools. There's an insect in there that gets into the ear. Only the ear it affects, not the eyes, nostrils. Just the ear. I think it might have been 10 days from civilization. I don't know whether it was quite good, but all the pain was really good. But these are all the things, as I say, the chaps that came a year later, all this spade work was done, which was a wonderful thing.
Now, with all this, what was the morale of the men like? You know, after, say, eight.
I still say, a lot of people argue with me, I still say, and I mean, I'm right, they still preferred that to regimental duties. We were a good crowd, we all mucked in, everybody helped one another. When you came out, there's a lot to talk about, and it sounds laughable, but one platoon, no way had that platoon done what we'd done. When they all got together, we were the best 7 platoon style, and the morale was great. And to say, the National Service, those boys earned their money. No extra money.
Now, one comment that's made in this book is that it's from Mike Chappell. He says that, like most of the other lads, I was usually off guard and preoccupied with my burden, exhausted and all this. You know, would you say that people were off their guard 5 or 6 days into a patrol, and tired out?
A lot of these actions are more luck than management. I mean, you could be caught with a bandit patrol and right out. A lot you could put it down to tiredness, weariness, being set a task and realise you couldn't complete it because they'd gone, so it wasn't a failure, it wasn't your fault, but you were feeling that you weren't achieving. These things used to get to you, and I can understand the person saying that, whoever it is. I can probably understand that, because and as I say, even though you were fit and strong, it was getting, and if you're not 100%, you're not doing your job 100%, I've always said. If you feel under par, you're liable to let things slip a little. Although you try not to.
Now, so you were doing these patrols. So what would the scale be? You'd go on a patrol, and then what? You know, what would, over a month, what would your sort of working routine be? It's really how you spent your time, you know, from, because from the sound of it, on these patrols, you just went out and then came back.
That's what you did. And you hacked all the way out and you hacked all the way back. And I mean, as I've said repeatedly, if you were doing a mile and a half a day in the Gunung Bonsoon, you were doing well. So you were no more than 10 miles away from home. At any time, but you couldn't get back there.
So, when you'd been on a patrol, what would you do then?
When you come in, the first thing, when you came back, the first thing you would do, as soon as you got there, to the Lalang, you would come up on the air with the wireless.
That's the elephant grass area.
You come in your little plantation or somewhere, your step mum carried that person she had from the jungle with the old head stuff. Why are you two headquarters, or company headquarters, whatever it may be, and they would come out and meet you on the trucks. And as a little pat on the back for the lads, any little luxuries, facts, because all your facts have been left to you within terms, your matches and your back left to some Oxford tea, sandwiches if possible, little luxuries, that made it for them. I don't think they would appreciate it. Into the trucks, back to our billets, and first thing straight away, all kit off, and then clear the leeches. Let the old cigarettes go in, touch them, get them all off, and then showers.
Wouldn't they clear them off in the jungle, or they just leave them?
Take your boots off. You see, they would clear them to it. And the faster you clear them, you got more. And the protection you took, all the potties in that there was sodden and damp. So you just couldn't remove garments. But as soon as you got in, you'd see them all running around and blood running. Oh, everybody was the same. All the blood running down their legs from the linen. Again, so, but when you got that shower, and then they always organised a cracking meal, I don't know what time of the day it was, weapons handed in and inspected, and then they lie down. Not necessarily go to sleep, it wouldn't be long before they were asleep. They'd lie there yarning, with some clean on the bandstand, nothing else, just lie on the bed, red hot, cigarette, somebody go around and take him some tea in, and mid. And it finished that day, next morning you were back at the job. But that day, we'll get tread all right when we come outside. And it was a big difference to them. And then, of course, the colour sign would have all new clothing where it was. It was all wrong.
So it would only last one patrol, your drill. Your clothing wouldn't last.
Well, if it was a 10-day patrol, certainly. That deal was wrong. You see, you were sweating all day. Then that every night it rained, and I mean rain. Like a monsoon rain, but now an hour and a half. Then it dried on you, you slept in. You got up next morning, you take it off and swill or something. Many a day I took mine in the back of the pack to try and keep it reasonable for coming out to look presentable. But it didn't work, the rain still got at it. It was getting ripped with all the hacking you were doing, the trousers were ripped. So you wanted a new rig completely when you came out. Completely.